When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. No cracks of beers. It's dry January. I'm just fucking drinking water still.
I'm drinking some red wine. I'm doing drier January. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to cut back to a less...
That's good.
Yeah.
I was in a client meeting today, and we were talking about dry January, and she goes, in February, I'm getting so wet. And I was like, maybe well, you should not say it like that. And then she did a few more times.
Try something, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah, it's not. It is funny that people, we talk about having fast months in this country. Fast meaning you're fasting from something. There's no like feast months where you're just like, fuck fest,
that's,
February.
That's, no, there's, I mean the Super there's Bowl, nothing. But it doesn't have a rhyming name.
It doesn't have.
Or Christmas
but
time.
But it's not a month.
Some
Louisiana
man,
still
sports
does.
Sports games feel like months at a time.
My wife, who's from born and raised in Louisiana, the first few years she lived in North Carolina, no Lent.
Oh.
Like, when Mardi Gras came, she was like, what are we doing? And I'm like, it's Tuesday.
She's like, what am I supposed
She's
to
like,
eat
we're
the
supposed
baby.
To be drunk all day. And it wasn't until I went down there for a week of Mardi Gras, up until Easter, that I understood. It is like...
That's a fast month because you're so drunk.
Dude, they are having...
It's the end of this month already?
They are drinking in the streets every day. Everybody's throwing a Mardi Gras party.
Fun.
It is a month-long celebration. It is awesome.
All right.
We need more of that in this country.
We do.
I'll do dry January when we start doing fucked up February. You know what I mean?
I think we can make this happen. Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Okay. Starting this February.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, this week, I know what people like to know up front what we're talking about. We're talking about the true parents of Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about this, so I'm excited.
This is a great topic.
This one's fun. And
listen, if you're listening to this and you're like, this is a fun topic, these are fun guys, maybe you should spend, what, $5 a month?
Sure. Get on our Patreon.
We now have a yearly option.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's $4,000 a year. It's $9.95 monthly. Just kidding. It's $5 and less if you do it, for a year.
Here's a question for you. We have been offered a spot, a local conspiracy-themed brew pub wants us to do a live show where we just record an episode in front of a studio audience.
Yep.
And if you're interested, let us know.
Brewdio. It's a Brewdio audience.
It's a Brewdio.
Yeah.
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 And if you're interested, we're going to do it. It would be closed to everybody but who's there to see the show, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they have 30 beers. So like we're
going to be set. Nobody just showing up drinking and talking the whole time. It's going to be an actual audience.
It's going to be really fun.
Maybe so two people there. Hopefully,
let us know about that. And I think we're ready to start.
Yeah, I think so.
And so with that, I get to bring in our very good friend, a great Raleigh comic, but even better, a friend. Give it up for Mike Mello.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good
How
to
are
have
you?
Me.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm under the influence a
Me
little
too.
Bit.
Me too.
Back to the old days. This is how this show used to run.
Good. It should stay like this. Why would you change?
glad you brought a little bit with you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Or was it me? Don't pin it on one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
He came from Cary. That's the party town.
Fine. Yeah, I got that good. So just hit me up. 995 now.
So let me ask you this, because we're a conspiracy-themed podcast, and Shane and I would say, are conspiracy buffs. Mm-hmm. But are you? Do you take to the conspiracies, or
I mean,
partake?
I like a good conspiracy. Like,
yeah,
me and a fellow friend. She's a big conspiracy nut.
Oh, really?
She loves them. So I hear a lot through her, and some interest me. Some is like, all right, that's
sure.
But yeah. I dig them.
Nice.
Well, then I think all of us will enjoy this one, because this is when there comes to conspiracies. I wouldn't have said this prior to hosting a podcast, but you start to like sort of figure out there's these pools of conspiracies. There's ones that are just idiots,
right?
There's a lot of those right now.
Yeah, welcome to the pod.
Then there's ones that are like, this is probably true, but they don't want us to find the truth out.
That's somebody the, leaking it.
They're right. making yeah, it yeah. hard.
It's a whistleblower.
And then somewhere in between, there's ones that are just like, I don't care whether that's true or not. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And this is a fun conspiracy.
Okay.
And it involves who I think, and if you disagree with me, tell me, I think this guy is the greatest entertainer of my lifetime. Okay. Whether, and I'm talking, when I say entertainer, I mean
like Yanni.
All
level.
Sports, all entertainment. Mm. Like music, TV, movies, basketball, whatever sport. Like,
is it RuPaul?
No. Ooh. That's a great, that's a.
Bo Jackson? Great singer.
Was he?
No, I don't know.
It's like Bo Jackson sang.
I know he played baseball and football.
That would be like, God. If
he sang too, I'd be like, all right, man.
Man, that's too much. Could you slow it down?
Yeah. Somebody snap his
ankle. Did you see his, did you see his special?
No.
It was the funniest part. It was really, I mean, his like 30 for 30. Mm. Best part was like, yeah, he's retired.
Yeah, I would hope.
And he likes to shoot arrows. He's an archer now.
Oh, really?
And he's so fucking good at it. And you're like, God damn, dude, why don't you pick something you're not good at?
Wait,
man?
Did we say Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson.
And he's an archer now?
He's an archer.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
That's a joke.
Either can run through his hunting food or shoot it.
Right. Like, yeah,
that's funny. He's not a good archer at all. He's just so fast
that it kills deer on the road.
He runs and stabs the target and comes back.
He don't even. None of he ain't strong enough to pull it back. He just like because he's right next to it.
Yeah, it's a video game. That's what he is.
Okay, but I think Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, you've seen him live?
No. I'm not. Okay. I'm not.
Just
I never
seen
saw
on anywhere.
I've seen him perform live, but on TV.
Sure.
Is there anybody better than him?
Well, you got to think, too, like, our age, like, he's been in our life, our lives.
Right.
Right.
He's like the Katy Perry.
Born in 58, died in 2009.
But, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, even everyone's grown up with the music, so it's just like, it's always been.
We could share it with our parents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, my first tape was the Jackson 5, and that's because my mom dug the Jackson 5.
Yeah, well, my dad had albums laying around. Sure, so always, were, you know, yes, and then yeah. Soul Train, of course. Right. I remember watching them on Soul Train.
Oh, we didn't get that.
Michael Jackson, like my grandparents loved Michael Jackson because of his Motown days.
Oh yeah, that was when.
And then my parents liked him that.
Yeah.
And then when he went into his pop phase, like my parents and grandparents stopped liking Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Then they started liking him again towards like the it's black, it's white, whatever that song.
Oh,
we are the world. Fate. Like then he became like this real.
He's on. Well,
he was a white woman. They were like, like
this guy. Yeah. Come on back.
You know what?
He is one wholesome.
Yeah, we've had a seat at the table for you this whole time.
Yeah.
I just don't know of anybody. I saw Michael Jackson in a studio at a TV concert, just Michael. You probably remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just Michael.
Stadium, 100,000 plus people in this massive stadium in some other country, some soccer stadium in South America. And he's on TV live.
Yeah.
And it was him in a hat, and he was dancing.
Just that.
For like 15 minutes. And it was like that moment I realized that like, he's the closest thing to a demigod that I will ever experience in my life.
Sure.
Like, millions of people watching him, and all he's doing is just...
He's doing more than that. Because if you think and turn your volume up, you hear him go...
No, they had that. No, it was Mike.
15 minutes of that.
He did that lean. Remember how he did that lean thing? That was that phase of his life where he would lean. You're like...
He had a patent for shoes.
You remember it? He did all that, right? But do you remember when he came out and he just stood still for 10 minutes? And
then everyone, people lost their shit.
People lost their minds. People passed out. And then he did like this. I'm going to look to the right. And then everyone lost their ass again. Yeah. Like how the...
Yeah.
Dude, you just stood in place for 2 minutes.
Yep.
Yes.
100,000 people there, right? 30 of them passed out.
30.
Right? Yep. And then you look to the other side and another 25 passed out.
You need to add that to your act. He's gone. Take it. You should do that. You got a 10-minute spot, and at the end, you just go, I'm looking this way. Just snap your head, and people be like, oh, he's the best.
That's funny.
Maybe. We'll
try it. Yeah,
There, because Michael Jackson is famous, obviously, you can't be famous without detractors and haters. Mm-hmm. There have been some conspiracies about Michael Jackson over the years. Most notably, when he died, there were two documentaries that came out. The first one, less well known, is called Killing Michael Jackson, which is the concerns the mysterious circumstances of his death, which are extremely mysterious.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I mean, one, he died at age 50. He died of an overdose that was not administered by himself. His doctor overdosed
him. Well, that sounds like murder.
Yeah, that sounds what we normally
Didn't he get charged, right? He got charged.
He got charged, but like for like malpractice or something, not not for like
a whoopsie
murder. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that when Michael Jackson's hair burned off in that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah. He had to like get skin grafts and shit.
Yeah, no, he
Went through some shit.
It apparently was so painful that from that point on, the rest of his life, he was battling like chronic pain.
Damn, that sucks.
And Pepsi, he danced every day.
Every day.
You know, his joints are like, all right, bro.
Yeah, that wasn't like, his mouth making those noises. It was his bones.
His bones like,
So he was on saline drip IV pack of drugs that just sort of were administered to him by a full-time doctor.
Yeah, it's like how they do football players.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Get back in the game.
That's what doctors do, man. They come under the hangover.
With that Demerol. Wow.
Yep.
What's the price point? What's your salary before you keep a doctor on staff? Does that make sense?
That's more like what's invested in you.
But that's my point. Here's a good example. Do you know who Dan Bilzerian is? I don't like Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, I don't think many people do.
He's a trust fund. Like he inherited $330 million. Kind of plays poker, sells like he sells kind of cannabis companies, and he's always parading around with young women and scantily clad, and he sort of shoots guns, and he just lives that lifestyle. He's like snorted enough cocaine where he's been resuscitated several times.
Yeah, champ.
And I'm like, does that guy keep a doctor on staff?
He might.
Or he just got a lot of friends that he's like, all right, here's what you do. Because this is going to happen.
So funny.
So in that top drawer is all the shit you need to bring me back.
That's right.
I'm not stopping this. So in that top drawer.
When you see Dan Bilzerian with like 13 blonde women in bikinis, just know that every one of them is CPR certified.
Yeah, and they have that EpiPen from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, they just...
His get-off? He just like... Watching them practice in bikinis, like doing CPR.
The mannequin looks like him.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
Brutal.
Yeah, well, that I just don't know at what point you keep a doctor on staff.
I mean...
Tom Brady, I think, has a doctor on call 24/7. So I don't know where that line is, but Michael had that.
Yeah, I assume
there was nowhere
several.
He ever went that he didn't have this doctor and his staff close by. So when he died, it turned out that this doctor basically, like other doctors were like, what he's telling us and what the toxicology reports report are wildly disparate.
Oh, so other drugs?
Enough to, the one doctor said he had enough drugs in him to kill a rhinoceros on the spot. Like it makes no sense. So like, I don't know. I mean, you can watch the documentary Killing Michael Jackson, but it's all about like.
I think. The doctor's like, look, I'm getting paid. He said he wants some more. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker gave me six figures.
Yeah, he just kept handing him dollars, and he just kept pushing that thing one.
He's like, millimeter. All right, Mike, I mean, I'm saying, bro. He's like, I gave you $90,000. He's like, dang.
Yeah.
Well, that boat. I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? I wouldn't doubt it.
I think the controversy around his death, though, was quickly eclipsed by the controversy surrounding the second documentary, which is Finding Neverland, which was the more jaw-dropping, sensational documentary about Michael's...
inability to answer questions right.
Yes, pretty much.
I mean, if you haven't seen the documentary, two of his former... Like, he used to just sort of travel with kids.
Yeah.
And he claimed and sung about his lost childhood and surrounded himself with children, and two of them shared stories of alleged abuse, which Michael Jackson's publicist, and everyone said, this is you can't do this. You can't accuse someone of this after they're dead and capitalize on it when they have no chance to defend themselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the Neverland part, that documentary, I think when you think of Michael Jackson now, whatever the intent of that documentary, that's what...
he's tainted.
He's right? tainted to yeah. some degree now.
Yeah, he's right? like Michael Richards.
So, and my point of bringing those up is to say that those two documentaries have, in many ways, diminished the controversy, the conspiracy that existed throughout Michael's life that was referenced many times by paparazzi and news reporters, and people don't even talk about it anymore, which is that Michael Jackson is not actually a Jackson.
Really?
Now, if you read his bio, he's part of the Jackson family. I don't know. I think they had 9 kids.
Mm-hmm. The Jackson 9?
I think he's the 6th. No, he's the 7th of 9.
Okay.
The reason I say that is because he had twin brothers, one of whom died. The ones that are just older than him. Like a year and a little bit older than him.
Rebe, Janet.
Yeah. Janet was the youngest of the Jacksons.
Yeah. Mm. Penny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Joe Jackson allegedly has another kid from another woman.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Joe seems Catherine, like Catherine, I think is his name. Catherine Jackson. Yeah.
No, he's a real good family man.
Yeah. So the story is that Jackson is not one of them, but he actually has quite famous parents, and that would be his mother, Diana Ross.
What?
And his father, Smokey Robinson.
Who? Kidding.
Smokey Robinson.
How many? What percentage of our listeners just Google?
Like, who are these people?
Smokey Robinson.
He's great.
He's a classy dude.
Yeah.
But then they try to ruin his career. I don't even want to get into it.
No, look. But don't get into it because this is, people think of Motown with really good.
No, they were Motown. Fantastic. I listen to it all the time with my pops.
No, I'm
right?
saying Motown, the industry exploited black entertainers.
Absolutely.
And stole their music and sold it to white people they could make more money off mm-hmm. of. And it, that's a whole story we could get into. But
yeah. Yeah. I can see that, definitely. But. I mean, white people own most of everything.
They didn't own Detroit in the 1950s.
No, they didn't. But
that's where our story
they owned the whole system and the music.
You
business.
Are correct about mm-hmm. that. That's why we have Elvis.
I mean, it'd be different if they were like popping records out their trunk.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like right, yeah. there'd be the No Limit of the day back in the day if that was, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What did you put it on those big reels?
Yeah, which
you know what I'm saying, like
yeah,
how
right.
they would sneak stuff. Because I don't know about you. Got to think early 50s. What they have like 8 tracks?
No, they had records.
No, it was only
records.
An album,
right?
And you it was an
a record,
album.
Right?
Phonograph.
Right,
yeah.
The
vinyl.
Vinyl records was the only way to really release music.
Yeah, because otherwise you had to be like that thing that you had to crank. With
yeah,
that
yeah.
big,
with the big horn.
With the big horn on it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like what is that?
Yeah. That's, I don't know. Yeah.
Those used to be cylinders. It's crazy.
There were legendary musicians who, when all these record deals were being signed, they'd been performing for 30 years, blues musicians, and they were like, no, I'm not selling my music to this company because they're just going to steal it.
Oh wow!
And there's so many stories about that, right? But in 1958, the year that Michael Jackson was born. In Gary, Indiana, supposedly, Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson were growing up in urban Detroit.
No.
In the shadow of Motown, both rising stars. She was 14, he was 18.
Okay.
They lived on the same street in Detroit.
I had no idea.
She grew up, Smokey was a phenomenal everything.
Growing up. Miracles, right?
Yeah. And she has publicly said, when I was a girl, I was in love with Smokey Robinson. And she grew up kind of same street, and she became her own sort of talent, model, singer, performer, everything. As the theory goes, in 1957, something bizarre happened where both Smokey Robinson and Diana Ross left their street and went to new high schools, which I know from my parents, even when I was in high school, maybe like when a kid got pregnant, they pulled him out of the school and sent him somewhere else.
Oh, really?
Else,
like is that what they do?
Like a private school or something.
I never had,
like,
got never, anybody pregnant. I don't know.
It's like, yeah, they can't get you pregnant twice.
That's right.
A private school.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's private because you keep it private.
I think. I mean, what I'm saying is, I think when I was growing up, maybe it's still like this. Like, teenage pregnancy was pretty private. Like,
oh no, yeah, because everyone it was staying. Someone would just but disappear. Now they got TV shows about it.
It's yeah,
yeah,
wild.
Right.
It's, out in the
it's
open.
More, but well, the theory is that in 1957 ish, Dinah Ross got pregnant.
Okay.
And her parents pulled her out. They moved. They put her in a new school, and it was a school that was like a. Like what was now like what we'd call like a finishing school, like where you learn to be a housewife. They taught you how to cook, clean, all this kind of stuff.
Finishing was something else got in my mind. So.
But it was 1959 when she signed her first record deal, and it wasn't long after that the Supremes started. So she was already in 1958. She was already in the limelight. A sort of rising star in Detroit.
Can't have a baby bump as a rising star.
Exactly. And so her producer, whose name is in my notes, but I'm going to forget it off the top of my head, he arranged with his good friend Joe Jackson, who lived in Gary, Indiana, and had a band made up of his children, but was lacking a real musical star.
Oh, wow.
And so he arranged for the baby to be born, and then he was going to give it to the Jacksons to raise amongst brothers and sisters.
Wow.
I feel like you guys are letting that sit in, sink in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to me, it's very much like a Disney film. It's like, oh, this is a chosen one. We have to put him on a boat made of reeds and send him down the river to a family that will raise him, and it's only in the future that we find out he was a superhero the whole time.
Well,
it was all those.
Hold that thought. I mean, that, you're not wrong.
Okay, seemed like a cartoon, like a Disney film.
I mean, it does seem like a film. Well, just hold that thought.
Oh
right?
Man.
Right. Okay. Well, let me give you some more evidence because I see you guys can't see this in the audience. I mean, listening, but these guys are doubtful. You guys have.
No, I'm letting it sink in. I'm letting it sink in.
I mean, they do. I mean,
I mean, he ain't got no freckles, and that's all Smokey was made out of.
Yeah.
But, okay, you can go online and you can Google this conspiracy, and they will do hundreds of side-by-side pictures of Michael versus his siblings, and then Michael and Diana look...
They look very similar.
Ridiculously similar.
Yeah.
Now, the problem becomes is that Michael had a lot of work done over the years, so it's hard to try to pick a picture and say... That's how he looks.
You know what? You got me on something right now.
Yeah?
Because they were like, well, Michael's a star. Now we all got to look like him. And they all started changing their face.
Oh,
they
did.
They all started changing their faces to look like Michael.
Okay. I'm trying to have fun with
this.
All
right. He's on board
now. This might be like.
No, they like all of them tried to look like Michael.
Yeah, but, because when he was changing, it's like, well, we got to look like family. But maybe it started.
But go look at a picture of Diana Ross. From like 1958, 60, the early Supremes, and you're like, okay, that looks like...
You put a glove on her. You're like, that's Michael Jackson.
Where is glove?
Just one diamond-studded glove.
Look, what did she put it on and did like OJ and just try to make it look like it didn't fit? And was just like, look, it don't even go past
my
hands
kid.
Are too big.
not my kid.
It's like, did that just happen, Diana? Come on. You didn't really put the thing on.
Yeah, put it on.
Dinah Ross, over the years, I don't know whether I didn't know this. Dinah Ross and Michael Jackson had a special connection that extended beyond their professional lives. I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Like a psychic connection?
No. Like
they were tight. They were
They hung out a lot.
She raised Michael Jackson.
Yeah, basically.
When she appeared on the Merv Griffin show in the 1970. What a throwback. I never saw Merv Griffin, but...
It's like, no, I definitely have not seen it.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I mean, but She took yeah. credit for bringing.
You got Soul Train. You got Merv Griffin. Shit,
yeah, man.
I got Soul Train. Soul Train's in my. But
that was on regular TV.
Yeah, it was on Saturday after cartoons.
I'm from South Dakota.
True. He in South Dakota.
We didn't have it.
Look, the best.
They had Wagon Train.
They did. Yeah, and the wagons would go down the middle while all the cowboys danced around the outside. It was a good time.
Welcome to Wagon Train.
Oh man!
I'd welcome to Train.
So she appeared on the Merv Griffin Show in 1970, and and Merv asked her about this idea that she was responsible for bringing the Jackson 5 to Motown, and this is what she said. It's fine. We'll cut this out, right? No. Should I get? Yeah. Can I get some more wine while you guys are left?
Oh my god!
It's too small.
Oh shit!
I think I cracked a rib.
Holy crap! Cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code CBM20 for 20% off plus free ship. It's a new year, new me, with the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming. This year, take your package to the next level with their Performance Package 4.0 and brand new Ultra Premium Body Wash. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. That's right, you got some loose balls, so trim them. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate nuts. A grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver before showing off your 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. Kick discomfort and poor hygiene to the curb this year and use the best tools for the job. Whether your resolution is to work out more or travel to new places, be sure to travel to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer plus 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20. That's right, get 20% off and free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use CBM20. It's a new year, no pubes in 2022 with Manscaped.
I don't remember Merv Griffin.
I
remember people talking about Merv Griffin.
Right, right.
I remember at a very young age, like seeing, like my parents watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
like, I remember Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah.
Then I remember like Jay Leno and mm-hmm. Letterman, and then the next round of people like Fallon and
Arsenio.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Arsenio.
Those long fingers.
Who's your favorite late-night talk show mm-hmm. host from your lifetime?
Probably Letterman.
I think Letterman's the best top. I think he's better than Carson.
Mm. I just think he's different.
He's different. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard
Carson
to say.
Carson's classic.
Yeah.
Carson was classic. And no one could bomb better than, like, he would bomb and would get better laughs than people doing well.
Yep.
That's what I liked about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was just the ultimate dude.
I experienced Johnny Carson towards the sunset of his career, and he was good, but what I liked about Carson was the stand-up comedians that were coming on his show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Give him a thumbs up. That was a big deal.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was like, that's what you aspired. When I was a kid, stand-up comics, that was like the highest form was the Carson show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still a big deal now.
I mean,
but it's not as big of a deal.
No,
not because Carson was such an icon.
Yeah,
right.
And you were instantly famous.
You were in. You, mm-hmm. Yes.
But now I just think times are different.
Dude. Yeah, like how many people do we know that have done late night and nobody knows who they are? So many.
Oh, yeah. So many.
So many.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's how it was back then too. But now I think of it, I'm like, oh, all the greats. But maybe there were a lot of people, and we just only remember the greats. Yeah.
Maybe because all the, I don't know. It just seemed like everyone he passed.
I think Merv Griffin. Yeah. Is to me and us like maybe Johnny Carson is to most of our younger comic friends. Like they've heard that name, know he's a big deal, but they
but never
saw
watched him.
Yeah,
they never stayed up to watch him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so So anyway, Dinah Ross appears on the Merck Griffin Show, 1970. Okay. And she says, he's like, hey, you're the one that brought the Jackson 5 to Motown. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yes. This is what she says. This is a quote. She says, I love them dearly. We have one of them in the audience. We have Michael Jackson somewhere out there. Where is he? There he is. That's my child.
Oh.
That's Michael.
She just He's let being it spill incognito. The beans.
Michael has always been like a son to me. It makes me a little bit stronger because I'm doing it basically for him.
Wow.
Now, so people point to this and say, this is Diana Ross talking about her then 12-year-old son, mm-hmm. right? About, like, you know, and by the way, in 1970, when he was 12 years old, she was counseling him in private to lie about his age to make it seem like he was 9 or 10.
Really?
And now, people say, well, that's because she knew the industry and mm-hmm. knew that record labels would be more interested in a 9 or 10-year-old kid that could sing like him versus a 12-year-old.
She knew the game.
She knew the game.
She knew the game.
She did know the game.
Right? Other people say, well, yeah, she knew the game, and she also knew that if people start tracing it back, they're going to be like, didn't you have a child in 1958?
Oh, right.
And like, she was trying to throw people off of his birthday because she knew it.
Hmm.
Now, and like she said, I'm doing this all for him. The Jackson 5, she is the person who introduced the Jackson 5 to Motown. And many people have said, why? Like, what was it about the Jackson 5 that made Diana Ross take such a personal interest in the band?
Right.
And it was always Michael.
Always Michael.
In 1970-something, they moved, the Jackson 5 moved to Los Angeles to perform. Mm-hmm. Diana Ross lived in Los Angeles.
Coincidence?
The other Jackson 5 members, they found homes, they bought hotel, whatever. Michael Jackson lived with Diana Ross.
Really?
For his childhood.
You know his brothers are like,
she raised him kid. As her child from like age 9 or 10, 11, 12, 1969, 70, through his into his adult life.
Wow.
She was, for all intents and purposes, without any question, his adopted mother. Referred to herself as his mother, like spoke of him like he was her child.
What did Michael Jackson's mom think of this?
Well,
she's getting bopped in the mouth.
Yeah, Jesus, I mean, punch him back. Goddamn, Joe's such a bastard.
I will say that, like, there's enough in this story where you're like, nobody was super responsible here. I mean,
What's it come?
Yeah, they were chasing fame and money, and it's like so many people who have a kid who all of a sudden becomes famous, mm-hmm. and they're just trying to ride that gravy train, and that just happens. And the more, I feel like the less money your family has, the higher the stakes become for those people.
Right.
I mean, the root of the Britney Spears controversy, which we've covered, is that she just came from a poor Louisiana family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You more hear about it with black athletes now.
Oh, really?
Where, like, some kid's eighth grade and he's tearing up the football field and every aunt, uncle, cousin comes out of the woodwork trying to sort of manage his career.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Payday, right?
Yeah.
But that was, but if that's what Diana Ross was doing, she didn't really seem like she was after money. Mm. She seemed like she was after Michael.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because it was her son.
Wow.
Now, her appearance on Merv Griffin is not the only time that she referred to Michael. She would say later, he could be part of my family. We have a lot of the same bone structure and the skin color. She would later marry Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy was the person who signed her to Motown Records, the person who the theory is that he helped her connect with the Jackson family to place her baby because he's who signed her to Motown. So he was the guy that wanted to get rid of it. When she married him, she eventually married him. Mm-hmm. She had another child by another man, and she lied to him about it, making him raise that kid as her own. Implication being that she was okay with the idea that, like, I'm okay lying about parentage if it's the best thing for my child.
Hmm. Interesting. That's a common feeling for parents, right? Like, oh, fucking do anything for this kid. Don't they have that feeling?
Yeah.
Or you like, that's a little asshole. I'm not doing shit for the kid.
Ain't mine.
Yeah, right?
Like, ooh, wait a minute. It is.
You better stop running your mouth. Because you're nobody's
people
kid.
Later reported that Diana Ross attended a number of Michael Jackson's talent shows
okay.
before he was ever in or there was even a Jackson 5.
Oh, I believe that. Because, well, the Jacksons were still out there, but just without Michael.
Mm-hmm. And there was no number. Because the Jackson right. 4 sounded dumb. They just called him the Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, because the daddy was always into something,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And he was angling all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he made them all carry cinder blocks from one end to another, stacking cinder blocks.
CrossFit.
Right? He's the first CrossFit coach. That's, right. That's probably why Michael knees out all the time. All the damn.
That's right.
But no,
do you think that Michael was, as people allege who believe this conspiracy, do you think he was that much better of a singer than any other person, the Jackson 5?
Oh, as a kid, yeah. No one else could sing.
No one else could sing.
I mean, they could harmonize, but you had to have a lead.
But
dude.
Like, don't you Jermaine remember, like, Tito? Jermaine and Tito both released albums of their own, and they were garbage.
Marlon?
Is it
Jermaine?
Jermaine?
Yeah.
Jermaine's the only one that's Reby. A household name.
Reby had that crawling like a centipede. And that was
that
only
song
hit.
Didn't make it?
Weird.
That's a great lyric.
Well, I mean, you can hear Michael in the background.
Oh really?
Mike He's did like, a lot of background saying? Shit for other people.
Did he really?
That's nice.
Like,
man.
I always feel like somebody watching.
Oh yeah,
me.
Mm-hmm.
That's Michael in
that
the
is
Rockwell.
Michael.
Yeah, yep. Michael doing background on that mm-hmm. hit.
What song is that?
You don't know that song?
I know that song, but who sings it?
Rockwell.
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 I always think it's Thomas like Dolby, but it's not.
Somebody's watching me. We ain't got no privacy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great song.
That's a great song. I didn't know. I just didn't know who was.
It's Michael Jackson in the background because his voice is he Kanye before they were Kanye. Like he was dropping on other people's shit, making them hits.
He wrote a lot of songs.
Yeah,
he wrote a lot of songs and he produced a lot of songs.
Yeah, and you're hopped up on drugs, you can do a lot.
Well, he was hopped up on drugs though because
his body hurt.
His body hurt.
My body hurt. Dance. Every day since, man, you know his bones are weak.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then he doing that. Come on.
Well,
you know.
Here's a couple other things.
What were you going to say? So what?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, so Barry Gordy's in on it.
No, he doesn't know.
No, he knows.
No, he does.
He wants to sign young Diana Ross.
Oh, that's right. That's
she
right.
gets pregnant by his other up-and-coming star.
It might have been his idea.
Might have been his idea.
Because he ran all that shit.
He ran all that shit.
So he's probably like, look, you can't be out here looking pregnant. Because people are going to be, oh, this single mama.
Right.
Smokey didn't, was like, I love this game. Right.
Yeah.
So then I think Barry's like, look.
I'll put him with
this young group trying to come up.
Yep.
This kid's talented. Yep. And then they start the story from there.
Yeah. That's right. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
The only, you know, the other
could be. Right. Like, I'm trying to connect dots.
Yeah.
That seem right?
I think that seems like what happened. And I'm telling you, if you go look at pictures of Diana Ross, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Because Michael, even, I know Michael has done things to his skin because he had, I think it's alopecia?
Vitiligo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alopecia is a hair thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew it was a hard thing to pronounce.
He burned his hair.
He burned his hair. Okay.
Which led to alopecia, but the vitiligo had nothing to do with the alopecia.
Okay. Yeah. But his skin was lighter, and Diana Ross, his complexion and bone structure.
He also bleached his skin, too.
He did, he did. That's what I'm saying.
Like Sammy Sosa and Lil' Kim, they look literally like white people. Sammy Sosa literally looks like a clay figure.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he? He looks
you're right.
It's like modeling clay. They just it's super weird.
And then Lil' Kim did the same thing, bleached her skin to the point to where it's just like, yeek. You know,
that's steroids. Even, they're banning it in India because everyone's addicted to this lightener.
Lightener,
Yeah, it's like skin bleach, but
we
it's
want
steroid
darkener
cream.
In this country.
Oh, yeah,
and they want lightener.
Well, some people.
This is like the star-bellied Sneetches in the Dr. Seuss book.
It's
it's like all those old movies, like Watermelon Man, or what was it?
Oh, yeah.
Soul Man.
Soul Man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's no way that would fly now.
No, you couldn't do that. You an actor could do it, but that would be the only film they could do.
They showed that Sunday nights in South Dakota. It's crazy. We didn't get Soul Train, but they showed those movies.
So mad.
It's fucked up, if you ask me.
Let me tell you something. This gets back to a point you made.
Oh, good.
Which I think this is the most damning piece of evidence in this story, although there's some song lyrics we'll talk about in a minute. But in 1999, Diana Ross starred in a made-for-TV movie called Double Platinum.
Oh, I was thinking The Wiz.
Oh, The Wiz was great. Wiz
What's
is great.
The one with Billy Dee?
It's Empire Strikes Back.
No. What? She's in a bunch of movies. I don't know her
movies.
Yeah,
but her and Billy Dee, Lady Blues, something like that.
Oh, that might be right.
Lady of the Blues or Blues of the, something like that.
Lady Sings the Blues?
Maybe.
Because that's an album by Billie Holiday.
Because she got up for an Oscar or something for that? Or
maybe
for
so. Something. She had a pretty successful film career. An incredibly successful career with the Supremes.
I think she got Michael in to The Wiz.
Oh, I bet she did. Oh, there we go.
She did.
That's, what's that called?
She said, someone asked her one time, what's your next project?
Nepotism.
And she said, I'm doing a film with my son.
Oh.
And then she shows up in The Wiz with Michael, and people are like,
wow.
Wait, were you talking about Michael? And she's like, no, Michael's like a child to me. He's like my son. He's my friend. He's my son. I call him my son. She did that repeatedly in her career.
She did on stage.
People asked her about Michael,
like,
and she would sometimes talk about him in like they had a crush on each other. Like,
that's
more
healthy.
Often than not, it was like a motherly childly.
Oh, okay,
like, he's
okay.
Like my son. Because
I swear on stage, she was just like, this is like family to me.
Yes, she says that. Yeah. She said about Michael all the time. He's family.
Which is okay.
He's she like the son that came out of my area.
Him.
We know all black people. We all cousins.
She had, when Michael was like coming into his own, breaking away from Jackson 5, starting a solo career, there was no one who doubted that Diana Ross was in control of his professional career.
Right.
She was his confidant. She was shepherding him through the process. The fact that she was like 14 plus years older, and it was not a romantic relationship as people alleged, is one of the things that people say is like, well, Why would we accept a 14-plus-year-old woman managing a young man, 18, 19-year-old man's career?
She helped him grow up.
Which is what a mother would do.
That's right.
Damn, man.
In a way, she was all our mother. Oh, wait, that's final thoughts.
Okay, wait.
I jumped again.
All right, well, listen. In 1999, she had a movie, which, by the way, had the pop star Brandy. Remember Brandy, the movie star? Yeah. Okay, Brandy was in it.
Talking about Ray J's...
What?
Brandy?
Brandy. The singer, Brandy.
Uh-huh.
From like the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's Ray J's sister.
Oh, that's Ray J's sister?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Moesha.
Yeah, Moesha.
Oh, it is Moesha. You're right.
I didn't know it was Ray J's sister, though.
Yeah, that's his older sister. They look just alike.
Well, that she and Diana Ross started in a movie called Double Platinum. Here's the plot of the movie.
Okay.
A woman on the verge of a major recording contract, gives up her child and goes and becomes a super successful platinum recording star who's later asked to judge a talent contest, and the winner gets to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
The girl, the winner, turns out to be her daughter.
Oh, wow.
Who she abandoned.
That's a little on the nose, huh?
Right? And then they reconnect, and there's some anger, but eventually she helps her career and lands her a recording contract and makes her into this big star, and they reconcile.
Wow.
And there's one scene in the movie where she sings a song, the Brandy sings a song, and people are like, she's literally wearing the outfit that Michael wore in the Billie Jean video.
Are you, wait a minute. So
she's wearing like that shiny shirt.
Billie Jean's
that,
not
was,
my
was
mother.
Brandy supposed to be her daughter.
Yes, this woman.
Okay, so Brandy was playing Michael.
Brandy was playing
Michael. Basically,
yes. Because if they had made it
again?
Michael,
I'm gonna watch it.
Double platinum. Yeah,
dude. Seriously, Billie Jean is not my mother. It's a song about his mom.
Yes,
it's not
she's
about
just
a crazy
a,
woman.
She's just a
claims that I am
the one. The kid is not my son.
Holy
shit. It's a song.
Shit. Holy shit.
Damn,
not my
one.
Mother. Oh,
you
my
know what?
God.
I would invest in this conspiracy.
This is a great this is one of my favorite conspiracies.
I'm definitely investing in this.
Well, it's not the only song that Michael ever sang that gave away the clues.
Oh, boy.
Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana is about Diana Ross sleeping with Smokey Robinson and getting knocked up at age 14.
Wow.
She's a groupie who follows people around.
Damn,
and that was Smokey Robinson.
Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana is about
as soon
Diana
as he said that, I was like, Dirty Diana.
Right.
Holy shit.
In the song Who Is It, which is a song about the person who abandoned Michael, in the video, right, they show Michael, and he's got this, like, flip card, and it flips up, and it says Diana on it.
Oh, my God.
And so
who wrote
it?
This?
So he had this anger towards his mom for abandoning him for her career. And what did she do to make up for it? She took over his career.
Wow.
And made sure that he was successful.
Amazing.
And gave him to the world.
Hmm.
Dude.
I like this.
I've got to watch.
You
want to
be starting something? You know that song? You want to be
yeah.
starting?
No, I know it. I
there's
know
a
all
song.
The
there's a lyric in there that says, "If you can't feed your baby, then don't have a baby."
Oh wow!
And then again, refers to Billie Jean.
Hmm. Dang. But then she did feed her baby.
Gotta get over. Yeah.
Want to be starting something?
Dude.
Yeah. So he was encoding it into his lyrics.
Yeah.
Because it was part of his life. Like he talked
right.
about
yeah,
his stolen
about your life.
Childhood. But what was stolen from him was that his mother abandoned him to have her own career, only to reconnect with him later, raise him as an adventure self. I'm actually your mother.
Wow.
And he's just like.
But still, he had no childhood because he was so famous.
So yeah. famous, right.
He had no life because he was so famous.
Yes.
Dude, I mean, everybody wants to be famous to really think about it.
It's horrible. That's why I stopped doing
awful.
Comedy.
That's why I suck at comedy.
Yeah, it's not
yeah,
to be better.
So
I was afraid of making it, so I stopped.
Man, I was like, man, I want to do comedy, but I don't want to make it.
No, not at
man,
all.
Man, I don't to have all that.
No, not at all.
If there was ever a person to talk you off of being famous,
yeah,
Michael Jackson is.
Yeah, because my comedy and his music is very similar.
You do a lot.
He's like,
ooh,
yeah. Maybe I should be doing the trick where I just turn my head after 10 minutes.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
They call him the
this?
White Michael
here's
Jackson.
Here's an interesting idea, though.
Okay.
Well, interesting. One more thing to talk about.
Okay.
Joe Jackson, mm-hmm. Michael's supposed biological father, gave an interview with TMZ later in his life, mm-hmm. right? And it was a video called the Last Chat with Joe Jackson. And it was kind of like towards the end of his life. And they're just talking. Mm-hmm. Unprompted, not in response to a question at all, Joe Jackson says, quote, "I raised Michael. He's my son, and Quincy Jones knows better. I don't talk about it no way."
Wow.
And I don't know why he brought up Quincy Jones. Because Smokey Robinson is the person.
So why? What's Quincy Jones have to do with it?
Well, I think Quincy Jones was talking about the fact that like late in his life, Joe Jackson got very vocal about the fact that mm-hmm. Michael was his son because the conspiracy had started. Now, Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson had been asked about it.
Okay,
and both of them will not talk about it publicly.
Really?
Have never denied it, admitted it. Even Michael and, you remember like Michael and Janet, there was a theory that they were the same person?
Oh, yeah.
That he just like dressed up like Janet mm-hmm. and that was like his alter ego?
Yeah.
They appeared one time together and they were like, I guess this puts the rumors to rest that we're one the same person.
Crazy.
But Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson would never deny or affirm that they were, was or were not.
Maybe they're just private people. You hide a baby. That's pretty private.
You should look at pictures of the three of them.
Okay.
He looks a lot like Smokey. I will say this. His voice sounds a lot like Smokey.
He does have a very high, soft.
Very high, soft voice like Smokey Robinson. And I listened to a bunch of Smokey Robinson today because I liked Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
But I think the more I read about this and the more I look at pictures, the more I read the stories, mm-hmm. the more I'm convinced that this is that it makes sense to me that if Michael Jackson isn't one of these sort of lost boys that was born out of wedlock and raised mm-hmm. by, that it happens enough that it's probably happened to somebody that we know of.
Oh.
That, in other words, that famous people,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about the 1950s in Motown.
Yeah, people were swapping kids.
You bought it. They were like, we want to buy your record. We want to sign you. And they signed you. They owned you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're like, I got pregnant. Like, okay, well, right, where you're going to have the baby and we're going to give it to this people. I think that probably happened more than we really know.
Probably.
Very, very possible.
Yeah. Right. The good old days, they call them.
Yeah.
That's back when they're electrocuting people, be like, how you feel?
Yeah, yeah. They drill a hole in their head. Well, he's not screaming anymore. He's cured.
You need more electricity?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. They hit a lot of stuff back in the day.
They did.
Like.
Yeah.
From cheating to whatever, people would just, no one had their business out there like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, it's like a religious thing, right? Kept it quiet.
Yeah. Oh, don't let them know about.
Yeah, yeah.
Gwendolyn. That right. seems like an old name.
Yeah, Gwendolyn.
But no, it makes sense. That makes sense.
I mean, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we can't have them because they're going to be like, oh, a single mother, especially back then, was probably like.
Yeah, they were ostracized. Yeah. They'd be like,
yeah.
You're never going to find a man.
But then you get business mother. People behind it by, look, you got talent.
Right.
Money
which,
talks.
Which is, there is this weird thing, and I don't know if you guys have seen this in our culture, but there's this phrase called D1 babies. Have you ever heard that? It's women who will advertise, like, their height and their athletic prowess, looking for pro athletes and being like,
oh, division.
I want a D1 okay. baby.
Crazy.
I want the genes to make a D1 baby. It's reminiscent to me of this, another great conspiracy theory, but it's only like a 20-second conspiracy theory, is that in 1992, the Dream Team, that the USA basketball team, went to the Olympics in Spain, and then 18 to 20 years later, Spain had the best basketball team in the world.
Oh, wow.
And they're all like, yeah, they just fucked everybody in Spain. And they just gave birth to a generation Amazing. Of like great basketball players.
Crazy.
And there's some Michel Jordan
yeah.
just bawling out over it. I mean, that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes, I see where like.
Like if I got on a boat, they'd be like, Shane's been here. It's like everyone just keeps getting smaller, like Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah. Like when generations live on an island and they all get like less
tiny.
Than 5 feet.
Yep.
Yeah. They just like dwarfism. Yeah. So
that's what genes would send people into is like genetic dwarfism.
Yeah. It's like, look, man, these people getting too big. We can't feed them all. Bring them in that Shane gene in here.
Yeah, right.
Get Shane gene in here and shrink these people. Because you got to think, man, kids, dude, you can't tell how old these kids are now.
No.
No. No.
Like, they're taller than me. They got beards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Muscles. Like, you're like, man, are you, like, 34? No, I'm 12.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, it's crazy.
You're like, well, man, here's your number back.
Yeah. What are you doing? You meeting a 12-year-old? I thought he was 36.
Yeah.
Look at this picture. I think that we have technology now where people are starting to mess with genes to try to get certain traits.
Like Nazis?
Well, the Nazis have been doing it for
also
years.
Also, it's been a lot. You got to think, I think health has been a lot better in mm-hmm. past years now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's cross-training and doing all this. Like,
you're cross-training?
No, not
No,
me.
Just people.
Just people in general?
The wee people.
Yeah, you know, I think they make it fun for people to exercise more.
Oh, right.
And then I think also the D1, I mean, I'd believe that 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think people are trying to sort of make babies that have certain quality. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But hasn't that always been that, though?
Isn't that what attraction is? You want a person who has the genes.
Not what I thought. No. Usually it's a desperation thing.
No, usually it's like.
I'm not thinking genetics at all.
It's just like, man, she's a freak.
No, okay. Well, step back with me for a second into like not humans, but like.
No, animals? We talking about weird shit now?
No, I'm saying
animals, like just nature.
Yeah, nature. Yeah. Like right. Whenever I watch the gorillas mate, it's like the silverback is the strongest male.
Oh yeah, so they want him. They want the.
They want.
Well,
they,
that's what
the
lions. Ball, but, all
yeah,
that.
All those people want that. And I'm not. And what I'm saying is that in our world,
yeah, I know, right? It's like, hey,
well,
what's that lemur
while,
doing?
Well, for a while, I mean, it just seems like people, men who have qualities, or I shouldn't say men because we live in a world where it's very diverse, but like people that make money, have the skills to make money, people look at you and think, I want to breed your kids. I want to have your kids because your kids will have this drive or this musical talent or this athletic talent or this talent to program computers. I mean, nerds were super popular there for a minute. They were marrying supermodels because they're like,
and rich people can pick who they want.
All these guys with Bitcoin all of a sudden became popular because they got lucky for buying something.
Nerds are getting laid.
Yeah.
Like, remember when, like, oh, you're a nerd, but then all of a sudden now nerds are like.
Revenge of the Nerds was a movie in the 80s, and it was about the transfer right now of from jockey frat guys to, like, oh, hot sorority girls, you should take a look at nerds because they're what you want.
Yeah, and then the main nerd rapes somebody at the end of it. So that's
That's so
not
nerds
good.
Can still be awful.
yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah, but now they're evil.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this evil nerd.
Oh, Jeff Bezos is a nerd. Yeah, these fucking guys got bullied
nerds
when they were
kids. Nerds went from, dork to, they
Overlords.
Got money to, man, they evil.
Yeah.
It's because you trade them like dorks at
the
beginning.
Villain, the
exactly.
The
you
villain
made him
movies
this way.
Is always a nerd.
Yeah.
Now,
there's a very fine line between a sympathetic...
Well, there's
bullied person
nerds.
Versus a bully that became a bigger bully.
Yeah.
A bullied person that then said, I'm going to kill the world.
And you got your different levels of nerds.
Yeah. You have people that bully us on the internet. And then you have fisticuffs.
I'm guessing that you call separation. It fisticuffs and you're the first kind of nerd, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what they made
if
fun of me
for. If you're fisticuffs, like, you're definitely...
Yeah, you're
like pity pack.
Yeah.
You know who I thought Michael Jackson's mama was?
Who?
In the later years? Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah. He hung out with her a lot.
He slept around with some of
I don't
Hollywood.
Know if they was banging her because they looked alike in the later years.
They did look a lot alike.
Yeah, but I mean, you
but
looked
this
in the mirror and touched
her
yourself.
And Sidney Poitier had Michael
Oh, there you Jackson. Go. Now we got another hour to
peace.
Get this one in. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Poitier.
Poitier. That's how you got to say it.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow.
I mean, how many? How? Okay, go back to like my theory on Barcelona basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah.
Who Genghis Khan, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All of us in this house, everyone listening, you have a little bit of Mongolian DNA
I
in
did
your
today.
History.
Yeah.
And it is because Genghis Khan had so much sex and sired so many kids that he had like 20,000 kids and they spread throughout the world.
Crazy.
A little bit of...
You said sired, right?
Now,
sired.
Did he? I'm sorry. I got to... That, like... He was the Wilt Chamberlain before Wilt Chamberlain, right?
For sure, okay. Yeah.
But... Sometimes, like, you be doing it, and it don't be...
don't be...
Yeah, because, like, 20,000, man, like, his...
No, that's how many kids he had.
Oh, he
Wilt,
had.
Wilt Chamberlain
so he could
had
have had twins.
Sex with 20,000 women. Mm. Genghis Khan had 20,000
That's
twins.
What I'm saying. That's a lot of...
Kids.
He must be eating a lot of red meat.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah. He's just popping off every time he wants.
Oh, my God. They just would bite a, like...
Women,
animal
he apparently had basically like any
litters.
Yes, he was just constantly.
We should figure out how many days were in his life, figure out when he started being sexually active, and really figure out how many per day this is. If there's
it's
anybody listening
no,
that
it's
wants
so
to do that.
Many, it's, it, it is mind boggling.
Hmm.
My God.
Will Chamberlain's sex total is mind boggling.
Yeah.
20,000, right?
Yeah, he said
that's
20,
what he said.
See, they,
said
I think that's the thing. They did the math on that, and they're like, I don't know if that's
I mean,
possible.
That's like three times a day for like 30 years.
But different chicks every...
He says... Yeah. But here's my point. How many... If we were to...
Just because you put it in don't mean you
If we were to
it.
Test
right.
every person in the NBA
mm-hmm.
and just be like, we're going to see how much Wilt DNA is in professional sports. This he was an amazing athlete.
Mm-hmm.
How many women were like, I will have his baby?
Sure.
I don't want his money. I'm not trying to, but my kid will definitely be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a smooth dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're probably like, man, I bet I like to see how.
Yeah, that's the big, that's when you know, you're seven yeah. feet, especially in his era,
yeah,
women just wanted to see it.
Yeah. And they got pregnant from it.
Yeah, they just, yeah. I mean, it was a different time. Adam Sandler tried for years to see Shaq's penis.
Who did?
Adam Sandler. Really? You not heard that story?
No.
Well, he tells it great. I mean,
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, he, go listen to Adam tell it, not me.
That's hilarious. That's so like, come on, Shaq. It's like, get away from me. Yeah. Yeah. You got to understand.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Come on. Oh, hey. Is that how I'm pretty sure that's how.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But
yeah.
I think for the purpose of the podcast, the question is,
that's good.
How do we wrestle with the fact that throughout her career, Diana Ross referred to Michael Jackson as her child,
mm-hmm.
that when she was 14, the year that Michael Jackson would have been born,
mm-hmm.
that she and Smokey Robinson left their Detroit streets and went to like different schools,
mm-hmm.
sort of separated. And then in 1959, the year after Michael was born, is when she became signed by Motown Records and her career took off. And she took an interest in Jackson's life from a very young age before he was a star, shepherded him through stardom,
mm-hmm.
always referred to him as her child and her family. Michael looks like her. He sounds like Smokey Robinson. And it's enough of a conspiracy where one would think that Smokey Robinson or Diana Ross would just simply say,
yeah, not true.
Not true.
Or I'd be like, yeah, it's my kid. Give me some of them royalties.
Yeah, yeah.
They never came out against
Never nope. came out for or against it at all. Never made a public statement about it. Although, again, Joe Jackson, unprompted, on a TMZ interview, starts talking about Quincy Jones. He had to shut his mouth. Michael's. He knew that there were rumors out about who
right.
was the father of Michael. He brought him up.
This is my cash guy.
That's right.
Right. Because, and that was after Michael's death, which mm-hmm. when everybody wow. was scrambling to control.
The numbers add up.
Yeah.
So.
Crazy.
That's the theory. That's a fun conspiracy theory.
Yeah. That's a really fun one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm digging deeper. I'm going to go watch this movie.
Yeah.
Double Platinum.
Double Platinum with Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then yep. watch Ray J's movie right after it. It's the sequel.
Ray J with has a movie?
The Kardashian. Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh,
and he made the sex tape.
Oh, the sex yeah. tape.
Yeah. Sequel. Sequel.
It's pretty good.
it's pretty good. I mean,
I can only get through the first half.
Well, let's get back to
our
conspiracy.
Right.
Conspiracy, as I've laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson, King of Pop. His parents are not Joe and Katherine Jackson.
Right.
They are Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, who raised him. Diana Ross basically raised him as her child, mm-hmm. which he was, made numerous references to it, made a movie that essentially told the whole story. Mm-hmm. They've both been letting out the secret slowly throughout her life. When Jackson died, Diana Ross became the guardian of his children, also her grandchildren.
Crazy.
And she's now raising her grandkids. Well, she was.
But, yeah.
But, wow. So.
Did she die?
No.
Oh.
I know. I was like,
oh, man,
is that what?
A lot of people die. And I was like, let me go yeah. back to my.
yeah.
And that's
the, okay.
And I whether this conspiracy, this is what I said at the beginning, whether this is true or not, I love it. This is what we need more of.
It's yeah.
More fun conspiracies. That
yeah,
make
for
people
sure.
Think, listen to Michael Jackson. Some people are going to listen to Smokey Robinson after this episode.
That's right. Probably me.
And they're going to hear Tracks of My Tears and they're going to be like, this is not great.
Oh, my God. So whatever you do not anything past. Early 80s, do not look up because they got Smokey Robinson doing the most dumb
awful.
Shit.
Oh, that sucks.
Did you see this song? He talking about drugs and gang banging, no. and they got him in a jean jacket outfit.
Say that, right?
He was like, stop doing that coke. Stop smoking that dope.
And you're not talking about
gang
Little Richard
banging.
Here, that was the Smokey Robinson.
Sure, you're not thinking about Aaron Neville?
No, he looked like Aaron
He's
Neville.
He's like, I'm doing these drugs.
But it is the worst thing you could do to Smokey. It's like, nah, this dude does hits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got him
Smokey
trying to
Robinson, man.
Trying to look cool and appear to the youth today. It's like, no, he's not for the youth. You
right.
keep him in his
yeah you keep him
but
sequestered.
It's called game banging. Right. Look up the video. You'll be like, whoever produced this song should get slapped in the mouth.
Well, that yeah well
hilarious.
That's the theory.
All right, I like it.
What are your final thoughts?
I mean, that's it. Basically, your final thought is
that's what it was.
I think it's fun.
You know what? I think I was skeptical, but after this, I'm like, man, that's a real that's a real possibility.
It's a fun one.
It is a fun one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. And I mean, of course, there is a possibility that she's like, she uses my son the way the Pope does. And it's, you know, she doesn't actually, she's like, you're a child of God, not necessarily my child. But I don't think that's the case. No. I don't think that's the case.
My mind went somewhere else when you said, child like the Pope.
Oh, no. Like, yeah.
Well, he was.
Yeah, no.
Whatever. I'm leaning more towards that. Smokey Robinson, I don't know about Smokey.
Right.
Because I would think he would have freckles at least.
Freckles fade. Gina saw a picture of me as a kid. And she's like, man, you had a lot of freckles. He's like, where'd they go? And I said, I shaved them off.
Yeah, I had a lot of freckles as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting Morgan Freeman like over here. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Man. Yeah.
I
get that impression.
I think that I look more at Michael Jackson's earlier face, and it looks like Diana Ross, and his bone structure and eyes look like Diana Ross. Well, not so much his skin tone, because it got so changed as he grew.
I think him and Janet look a lot alike when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, but you know what? They intentionally, the Jacksons, made Janet look like Michael because he was already a star.
I'm talking about when she was young, before she could get plastic surgery.
When she was a very baby.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you got to think, she didn't have no surgery when she was on Good Times. She had no surgery when she was on, man.
I'm kidding, but I'm saying,
like, even when she was on Different Strokes, and that was when she was getting older, she didn't really have it until...
She was on Different Strokes?
Yeah, it was Willis's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
What are you talking about? Janet. That's Janet. What I was talking about.
I thought she was on Facts of Life, but that was a different...
No, that's Tootie.
Tootie.
Yeah, no, Janet was what Willis was talking about.
Tootie was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a crush on Tootie.
I would go, in order, Tootie, then I would go the redheaded mom who kind of ruled them all. What was that lady's name?
Miss Garrett.
I would go Tootie, then Miss Garrett. I thought Miss Garrett was super hot.
Amazing.
She was thick.
She was thick. Then I would go Natalie. And then I would go Joe, and then I would go Blair last.
Really? You thought Natalie? Yeah.
I thought Natalie. She was funny. She was the funny
one. She was funny, but she looked like Chris Farley.
I mean, I liked her better than Joe, and I didn't like Blair. I didn't connect with Blair.
Blair was just that rich girl, and I was like, I'll always take the rich girls down.
I didn't have that in me.
Another great Smokey classic.
All right, guys, is that our final thoughts?
I think so.
This is what happens when our good friends come over. Listen, this has been Conspiracy Beer Meet, and we've been lucky to have with us tonight our good friend, Mike Mello. Mike, can they see you anywhere anytime soon? Is there anything we can promote for you? Social media, do you have social media they can follow
Mike
you at?
Mike Mello Miller, Mello like Mello Yellow on Instagrams, on the IGs, and all. I use my government name on Facebook. Don't really use it that much, but it's Michael A. Miller.
There you go.
A.K.A. Mello. And then, I'll be at Raleigh Improv last week with Clayton English.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
But no, thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
This has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm still Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. Peace. And this is
Mike Mello.
There you go. Peace.